My name is Kathleen Cronin. I come from Southern Ireland, Cork, the city Grána Brohair. I came over to London at a very early age of about 16 and a half as I grew up in the Magdalens in Limerick from the age of 8. Ran out of it when I was 15 and a half, nearly 16 actually.
So there was 18 of you, 18 children?
Yes, 8. I'm one of 18. I have 12 sisters and 6 brothers.
And how hard was it growing up, and how come you were sent to a Magdalen laundry in Limerick?
Well, I put it down to my father's drink at the time, you know. He was a docker down the docks in Cork, but drink problems, and we weren't able to go to school because we'd be up all night because of his drink. And that's why if you don't go to school, you'd be put away to school in those days, you know.
And how hard was it growing up from the age of 8 in a Magdalen?
Well, you absolutely feel abandoned, number one. You feel as if, like, why am I here? Why was I put here? You feel everything was your own. You started to be ill-treated. You'd be abused. You'd be everything. It happened to me there. And actually, I would have been safer with my mother because of the things that happened to me in that convent, which I can't go into right now. We were institutionalized, basically, and very ill-treated. Just a few weeks away from my 16th birthday, I ran away.
You ran away?
I did, because I was working from the age of 13 in hotel, the laundry.
My name is Sean Kennedy. I'm the CEO of the London Irish Centre Charity here in Camden. Originally from Dublin, from Temple Oak. It's fascinating. The Irish in London make London the third largest city in the world for firstborn, first generation Irish. There's in the region of 220,000 firstborn living in London, plus with second and third gen, in the region of 600,000 in London, so a massive, massive cohort here. Brexit, there's a lot of concern, I think, not just the Irish here, I think all communities, particularly European communities, are very concerned. They're worried about their rights to residency, they're worried about the issues that might arise about paperwork, etc. And a lot of the Irish are still concerned about the primacy of the Common Travel Agreement. Will that still supersede any issues when we leave? However, I would say myself and most people in London are still hoping that there will be a people's vote. And I think an awful lot of people in the Irish community are advocating for a people's vote. There certainly is a massive momentum. I was on the march there a couple of months ago with nearly 750,000 people marched to advocate to stay in the European Union.
My name's Mary Heaven. I was Mary Darcy. I come from County Offaly. I came to London 60 years ago in October 1958.
October 1958. What was it like leaving Offaly and coming over to London back then?
Oh, it was a culture shock, really. Except that we all kind of stayed together in our own little ghetto in Camden now. The only time I found prejudice was when we were looking for flats. No blacks, no Irish, no dogs.
So you actually remember signs that said that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No blacks, no Irish, no dogs.
I worked in an office in Camden Town and that was fine. I didn't find any racism or prejudice from ordinary English people, you know. But at the time, later on, when the trouble started, you know, in Northern Ireland, basically you kept quiet. You didn't speak with your broad Irish accent on the buses or that. You kept quiet in a way because if you listened to the radio, which I did occasionally, you just heard English people ringing in and saying, oh, send them all back home. They hadn't a clue. They had no idea. The ordinary English people, working class English people, had no idea of Ireland or what the problem was or anything. The change was Riverdance. We're accepted now. It's good to be Irish now.
It's good to be Irish. And, you know, with Brexit looming, for you, are you concerned at all?
I'm not concerned, but I don't agree with Brexit.
Are you, like, collecting, you know, extra tea bags from Ireland?
No,
or are you
I'm
worried?
Not doing anything like that. No, I'm not. I don't think Brexit will happen. That's my hope. Modern Ireland, to me, is not the Ireland I left. Trying to be better, one better than the other, big houses, big jobs, big cars. That's not my idea of Ireland. I love the beautiful scenery and I love the friendliness of the people.
Hi, Hi Henry, my name is Mairead Reynolds. I'm the operations manager at the London Irish Centre. The London Irish Centre, we've been around here in Camden since 1954, and we provide a number of services for the Irish community here in London. Our primary objective is we provide outreach, advice and outreach. So for people who may feel like they need advice regarding pensions or any welfare claims, and also we've received an upsurge in requests for passport inquiries over the last 12 months.
Joe O'Driscoll, you're originally from Clonakilty in County Cork. How many years have you been living in London?
Since 1985.
Mm-hmm. And with Brexit on the horizon, how are you feeling?
Well, I'd prefer if it wasn't happening, I think.
So Henry, all the way from Mullingar,
yep.
You moved to London in the 70s?
Early 70s, yeah.
And what was it like leaving Mullingar then, and what was London like?
Big city, you know, a lot to explore in it, you know. I didn't have much in Mullingar anyway, nothing there for me.
And you've kept your Mullingar accent?
Just about. Definitely.
And with Brexit on the horizon, are you concerned? Are you worried about your status here in London?
Not really, not at my age now, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a shame it's happened, but unfortunately we have to live with it now.
Back in Mullingar, you were an orphan. Mm-hmm. Tell us about growing up.
Well, I was just reared in a hospital for quite a long, many years because of my feet, I had disabilities. Well, I've come to the Irish Centre. It's great to come here, and especially meet other people and associate with different people from Ireland.
Anne Fraser from Athlone. When did you move to London?
1949.
You couldn't get work?
I couldn't get work in Athlone. I did a couple of interviews. Nobody took me, no wonder. They didn't take me anyway, so I came here.
Now, All these years on and with Brexit looming, are you concerned? Are you worried about that being an Irish citizen?
Not at all. You know, what can we do? Nothing. I would stock up on Irish stuff, but I have a shop that sells everything. Something.
And they sell all the Irish stuff?
They sell all the Irish stuff. The marmalade, and the cake, and soups.
And you like those Erin hot cups and all the rest of it?
Yes, that's the ones. I love it, but then I'm pleased that they do sell it, and I hope they continue to sell it because it will probably go up in price.
Do you go back to Athlone much?
No, my parents are no more, so I don't go back now. I went to Kerry though. Every day I loved it.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
I loved it. I got up at 6 o'clock every morning and got dressed and down the beach. And I was the only one there, but I was thanking God for getting me here, you know, because it was free.
And
the Irish Centre.
Oh, the Irish Centre paid?
Yeah. And I loved every minute, and I was crying when I was leaving, and the girl that used to take us to Mass, she was crying as well, you know. It was just amazing. But I loved Kerry, but I never got a second chance.
That Irish welcome, you know, you don't get it here in London. Sometimes people can be a bit standoffish.
You definitely don't get it here in London. No way. When we arrived at the hotel that was, there was loads of people. We thought, something must have happened next. And I thought, not at all. They were waiting for us. It was lovely.
For the London Irish Centre, we have a lot of people who come in of an older generation, people who would have lived in the UK all their lives and would never have had to raise a question about their passport or their status now, and are coming in very worried, very confused about what's going on. Similarly, there are a lot of younger people who maybe be of first or second generation descent, who are interested in finding their Irish roots and undertaking that process. I have seen people buying a lot of bulk mint crisps and golden crisps.
Golden crisps. People are worried about the golden crisps in no-deal Brexit. So we're here in the Irish shop, in the London Irish Centre, and we've got coconut creams, fig rolls. You've got some real...
I forgot the jam mallows, Henry. Jam mallows as well, and clearly our Barry's tea in both a gold blend Irish breakfast and decaf flavoured for those who want to try it.
And you've also got red lemonade, Nash's red lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
People really want that.
Yes, we did have Sidona, but as you can see from the glaring gap, there's been a run on our Sidona apple drinks, and you're down to the last purple snacks. They're on their way out this week. We open doors and we do advice and outreach, so we would have a lot of the older clientele who come in and would find products like the Erin soups and farmhouse vegetable mixes, something that they would have had in the younger, and they're real nostalgic flavours. However, we also have had an uptake in social media last week, and as a result, we've had a lot of young people coming in, or people coming in who might have been working around the corner, knew we existed and didn't know we had our packets of Tato. Similarly, we've had people driving down from Oxford who got a message on social media from their aunt in Ireland saying, please go check this out, this is where you can get your emerald chocolate.
Irish people don't have any European representation anymore living in London. We can't vote for a member of European Parliament anymore in Ireland, where a lot of countries, European countries, have that vote. And we no longer have a Member of Parliament in London or in the southeast of England. So we'll be the only European emigrants that won't have any representation in Europe. But we also have a huge arts and education programme. So we've had people like Derek Ryan, Sharon Shannon, the Wolftones have played here in the last couple of months, and of course our patron, Ed Sheeran. So Ed played here back in June, and himself and Dermot O'Leary, our other patron, have been instrumental in really raising the profile of the charity over the last 2 years.
I came over here about the age of nearly 18, but before that I was hitching around Ireland all the time. I had nowhere to go, no guidance, nobody to show me where to go in life, and I brought myself up basically.
And how hard was it, you know, spending all those years from the age of 8 through to 15, 16, working in the laundries, then moving to London?
Well, up to today, I feel robbed of my childhood. I come here now to the Irish Centre for the past maybe 1 or 2 years. I'm only coming here. And I've discovered I'm very, very good at art. All my art is up there. And because there are things we weren't allowed to express ourselves when we were in the convent. But I mean, I'm quite an intelligent woman, and I feel as if I was robbed of my childhood and all my gifts that God has given me, because we weren't allowed to express ourselves in any way, shape or form. It's only now I'm trying to do it after bringing up 6 children. I didn't trust anybody with my children, so I didn't go out to work. I was
so
a stay-at-home mother.
Stay-at-home mum.
I've had mental health problems due to all this. I was in and out hospitals with breakdowns and things like that, but I go to counselling now because I don't like to take medication for things like that. I want to face. And now it's my time to try and do things for me. I'd love to write a book if I had some guidance, but I don't know how to go about it. But I have so many things to bring out that's within me.
With Brexit on the horizon, are you concerned at all about the fact that you're an Irish citizen living here in the UK, living in London?
My home, my heart is in Ireland all the time. That's my roots, no matter what. I would always love to go back and trace my steps, but no matter where I am in life, I've never known really where my home was, but I know for sure my heart is in Ireland. And that's where I'd love to return one day for good, you know.